USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Joe Biden is visiting the site of the Surfside, Florida condominium collapse today. He's met with local officials and first responders, thanking rescue crews for their efforts. He also met with local lawmakers, including Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, telling them that the federal government would cover the cost of the response efforts. He is set to meet with families of the victims of the collapse and will make remarks later in the afternoon. Search and rescue operations at the site were halted Thursday morning over safety concerns with the remaining standing portion of the building. And a day after approving a measure to create it, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has named her members to the select committee to investigate the January 6th riots. Among her eight appointees is Wyoming Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney, who is one of only two Republicans to vote to create the select committee. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy has five members to appoint to fill out the committee. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're tired of the old cable news, you now have a choice. It's Newsmax TV. More than 40 million Americans are tuning in, making Newsmax the fastest growing cable news channel in America. Every minute, every day, Newsmax gives you the real news you can trust. With top analysts, hosts, and guests like Ben Carson, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, Dick Morris, Nancy Brinker, Mike Reagan, Rudy Giuliani, and so many more. It's easy to watch. Find Newsmax on all major cable systems, or get Newsmax free on streaming platforms like Roku, Zumo, Pluto, YouTube, and most smart TVs like Samsung Plus and LG. Remember, Newsmax is different than most cable news networks. You can get it for free on your smartphone, so download the Newsmax app and start watching right now. Join the Newsmax revolution and get us everywhere. Online at Newsmax.com, on your cable channel, your smart TV, and your smartphone. Because when news breaks, you need a trusted source. It's Newsmax.
Former President Donald Trump headed to the border on Tuesday for a tour with Texas Governor Greg Abbott. Lance Pryor reports from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
President Trump went to the epicenter of the border crisis Wednesday and slammed President Biden's open border policy, favoring illegal immigration over the American people's safety.
People just weren't getting in unless they came in legally. And now we have an open, really dangerous border, more dangerous than it's ever been in the history of our country.
President Trump went on to say the country is sick right now. Congressman Mike Johnson with the House Judiciary Committee was a part of Trump's entourage and reported to Fox News.
Biden could have just gone to the beach and this thing would have been okay. We were close to completing these sections in these important areas, but he reversed those policies and now we're seeing the effect of it. It's devastating.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Bill Cosby was released from prison on Tuesday. Lance Pry explains why.
Bill Cosby was released from state prison in Pennsylvania on Wednesday after the Pennsylvania Supreme Court threw out a sexual assault conviction. Not because of his innocence. Prosecutors broke a verbal deal not to charge him if he testified in a civil case where he incriminated himself. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The announcement drew criticism from the women who have accused Cosby of assaulting them. Victoria Valentino accused Cosby of drugging and raping her in 1969, and she explained to CNN what she felt when she heard about Cosby's release.
Dismayed, enraged, infuriated, and stunned. We had just received a letter stating that his parole had been denied, and we received that letter preemptively in May. He wasn't due to come up for parole on his 3 to 10 year sentence until September 25th. So it was a shock when we got the letter saying that he was preemptively denied parole, but we were great, you know. I mean, we were like, yeah. And then this came out of left field. I mean, who would have expected this?
And jobless claims fell again last week to the lowest level since the pandemic began. The Labor Department reporting that 364,000 claims were filed last week, dropping by more than 50,000 from the week before. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.